appeared to excite him. Of late, it was a great satisfaction to find 15 or 20 head. He remounted and crossed the open, brushless valley in a long trot, the brown grass rustling underfoot. In places it reached to the bay horse's knees. Climbing the hill, he found Messick still sitting there, gravely waiting for him, his narrow shoulders slumped. An emptiness settled in Jameson as he read Messick's solemn eyes. "I thought you'd found buffalo," Messick grunted. "Not exactly. I just wanted you to come look." Messick reined his horse around and moved off the slope, his long shanks raised a little to heal the sorrel's ribs. Jameson trailed him, content in his weariness to move at a casual pace. Still young enough as years went, he no longer possessed the drive he used to have. Youth was slipping away from him, he knew. The frontier took it out of a man. The frontier and the war. "There it is," Messick said somberly. Scattered over several hundred yards of ground lay the bloated carcasses of some 20 skinned buffalo, now so rank that Jameson's horse snorted and shied away. Someone had shot them from running horses like a bunch of sport-crazy excursionists, instead of picking them off slow and easy from a quiet stand, the way any sensible hide hunter would do. "Tenderfeet," Jameson said harshly. "Even ruined half the hides getting them off." It had always bothered him, the awesome waste that attended the work of even the best hide hunters. Now he was galled at this senseless destruction which came at a time when the buffalo were getting to be so precious few. "Hunters like that," Messick said slowly. "There ought to be a law against them. Spoil it for them that does know how." Jameson shook his head. "Blame the money panic. They're hungry back east. No jobs, no food. And the railroad letting its construction crews go? They're swarming out here like flies. Anybody who can get his hands on a gun and a horse wants to hunt buffalo." He saw something move out by the most distant carcasses. His eyes cut questioningly to Messick's, and Messick said, "Buffalo cow. They shot her, but let her get away." "Why didn't you put her out of her misery?" "I'll help you find them, and I'll skin them afterwards, but I ain't shooting no buffalo." Jameson rode to her. The gaunt cow moved painfully, dragging a shattered hind leg. Her bag was swollen and fevered with spoiled milk. One of those big bloated calves must have been hers. She was slowly dying on her feet, waiting for the gray wolves to come and drag her down. Jameson stepped from the saddle and lifted the big 50. Its octagonal barrel was thick and heavy and hard to hold true, but at this range it couldn't miss. The deep roar rolled back to him in the chill air. He ejected the hot cartridge case, let it lie on the ground a moment to cool, then shoved it back into his coat pocket to reload later. His nose pinched at the sharp smell of gunpowder. "Tenderfeet," he said again, angrily. He well remembered the awe which had held him spellbound years ago when he had sighted his first herd of buffalo. He had been only a kid then, before the war. The buffalo had been one rippling blanket of black and brown, moving slowly across the land before him, the front of the herd lost in the dust of the northern horizon, the end of it still far out of sight to the south. The rumble of their tread, the rattle of dew claws, had gone on and on for more than a day. And he remembered how old Shad Blankenship had snorted at him in 68 when Jameson had asked how long it might take to kill out the buffalo. "By Judas Priest, young'un, there'll always be buffalo. 10,000 hunters and the U.S. cavalry couldn't get more than the natural increase, one year to the next. Kill all the buffalo? Boy, you're talking out of your head." Now here it was, one old bull, one crippled cow, for 10 days' ride. And these bloated, wasted carcasses. Suddenly, Jameson was weary of it. Weary of the endless, hopeless hunt, weary of stench and sweat and caked dirt and disappointment, weary of scratching at the lice it seemed a man could never get rid of while he hunted the buffalo.